First, former pop star Linda Ronstadt. You remember You're No Good, You Know, you're No Good, Baby, You're No Good. Well, Linda's joined the long list of celebrities and other public figures who berated President Bush for his lack of intelligence. But it's not just singers and movie stars who are suggesting that George Bush's mental weakness is damaging America's credibility at home and abroad. Ronstadt said this earlier. The Dixie Chicks said they were embarrassed he was from Texas. Well, I'm embarrassed George Bush is from the United States. The president is an idiot. He's enormously incompetent on both sides, on both the domestic and international scenes. That is no doubt a sentiment that is shared in some of the capitals of our friends and foes alike. Maybe because the president has such a long history of public gaffes. But is that evidence that George W. Bush is stupid or just inarticulate? Take a look and decide for yourself.
I think tide turning, as I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words? No question that the enemy has tried to spread sectarian violence. They use violence as a tool to do that.
We need an energy bill that encourages consumption.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. We must never stop thinking about how best to defend our country.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
The United States of America is engaged in a war against an extremist group of folks.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
If you don't stand for anything, you don't stand for anything. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything.
Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you. Get fooled. We can't get fooled again.
In my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
At the high school level, and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
They underestimated the compassion of our country. I think they misunderestimated the will and determination of the commander-in-chief, too.